Hey. Hey, wake up, Sleeping Beauty. Good, finally. Who am I? My dear, wouldn't you like to know that? You were the one that trespassed my property. My lady companions found you passed out in the forest inside my grounds while they were out earlier and decided to bring you in. Please, this is my palace, my territory, so I should be the one demanding to know who you are. Then you were sent to me by the gods themselves. This must be some kind of a wonderful dream. Oh, I need you. You see, I'm in great, great deep pain. My daughter, my precious little one, was stolen away from me. Yes, it's the truth. She was taken away by this wretched man. This monster that wants to make me suffer and be completely alone and miserable. We were in the gardens one day, and as she went a little ahead of us, this brutal monster just came in and took her away. No one could do anything. I couldn't do anything. Completely useless I was. Couldn't even control my magic to help with something. And no one around me could do a damn thing either. They were just too strong and powerful. I can still hear her screams in my ears. Mother, mother, help, help me, please. And I just watched her weak attempt to escape them. There is not a single day or night where I do not think about that moment. I miss her terribly. But now that you're here, now that we found you, would you consider rescuing her? The journey to do so will be a challenging one, but it might be worth it for you at the end. And look, here, I will give you this photo of her for you to take with you when you go, so you'll have something to look forward to and you'll know who she is. She's beautiful, isn't she? And, well, she can be all yours. Please, please tell me that you'll help me. A sad and heartbroken mother. Yes, yes. Oh, I am overjoyed. If you bring her back to me, I can make her yours. I will give her hand to you in marriage and she'll be yours forever. But you have to bring her back to me. You cannot listen to whatever lies that monster of a man throws at you. He will do anything to make you stay there, say the most beautiful words so you can fall into his trap. Wait, wait, wait. Why are you getting up? Where do you think you're going, little princeling? Now, now, pet. I never said that you needed to leave right away, did I? Are you so eager to have my daughter for yourself that you would just leave right now, at night? Because night is long and so full of the most terrible and darkest things. Don't worry. Nothing can get to you while you're in here, little prince. You wait until morning, when the storm goes away and you can leave safely. Besides, I might have some gifts for you to help on your journey. I'll give them to you for being such a good and helpful prince. This here is a set of silver bells, and they hold great protection powers. You just have to play it, and it will render the most powerful man into a puddle of stupidity. And this one is the magic flute, and its power is to make any sorrowful feelings into the most joyful ones. She will be able to hear you playing it from very far, and it will lead her to wherever you are. That's how you're going to find her. Oh, no, no, no. You don't have to worry your pretty head about that. You know when and how to use them. All you have to do is find the secret entrance to their temple and get inside. I am sure you'll manage that just fine. But please do be careful around that place. These men you'll be dealing with are brutal and have the sharpest of tongues. You must not listen to what they say. They will do anything to get you against me, and that's a trap. You'll never be able to leave that place. Well, if that's the case, then I may have someone else to go with you. They might not be the most brilliant, but they could be a helpful hand to you. Speaking about a helpful hand, you should relax for your journey. I can help you with that, Pat. Oh, I see that look in your eyes. You want this, don't you? Did you really think that I wouldn't notice? The way you looked at me right from the beginning, and the way you squirmed and moved your blankets around when I said I would give my daughter to you. Looks like the little prince is more than just a good boy. You're a very, very naughty princeling. Oh, the way your eyes burn. Why are you looking so nervous, Pat? You've been such a good boy agreeing to help me. It's only fair to give something back, right? Oh, and look how hard you are. There's no use in hiding that now. I can already say you're going to be a great addition to the family. You are going to fit just right in. Oh, is that a twitch your cock just did? Excited, are we? Oh yes, you have such pretty moans, little princeling. Keep them coming for me. I want to hear more. You don't have to hold back, you know. The palace is very big and it's just us around here. No one can hear us. For now. Afraid of the storm? Let me get that off your mind. That's so much better. Do you like it when I rub your cock like this, Pat? You're so hard and so sensitive, dripping on my hand. Does it feel good to have my hand wrapped around your cock, fulfilling the fantasies of your perverted mind, Pat? Oh fuck, the way you just thrust against my hand feels really good. Let me squeeze you a little bit more and... faster. Do you want me to go faster? Then keep those moans coming for me. Good boy. Are you getting close? Wow, Pat. Your face looks so stupid like this. Contorted in pure agonizing pleasure. Cannot hold it anymore, can you? Will you come for me then, Pat? Come all over my hand. Right now. Go on. Come for me. Yes, just like this. Keep it coming. Such a good fucking boy. Aww. Did you really think I was going to stop just because you came? This is where the fun begins. I know you can take it, little prince. Fuck the sounds you make. It's just irresistible. I don't care how much you squirm under my touch. I'm not letting you go. I want every last drop of your cum. So, you're going to come again for me. And you're doing it now. Just give it to me. Don't fight it. Give it all to me, Pat. Just come. Aw, does it hurt? Good. Oh, yes. Come for me now. Just like that. Yes. Good boy. Look at the mess you've made. I wonder... Yes, you taste so good, little princeling. Next time we'll make sure none of that goes to waste. I was sending my ladies to clean you up now, so you can rest for your journey. Sleep deep and well, Pat. I will see you very, very soon.